And welcome to the Willoughby Fishbowl NFL Draft Special. Thank y'all for listening. All righty, how y'all doing today? I'm Brett here with Dave, and Sal. Why don't you guys say hi?
Damn right, baby. I'm back. I'm back for this episode. Let's have fun.
All righty. NFL Draft. Dave's second Christmas.
Do you have cornflakes or steroids?
Shut up. Coke. And speaking of the NFL draft, okay, and we're going to turn it over to our resident draft guru, David the Teddy Bear Jerse.
Okay.
Is it because he's cuddly?
Are you Teddy Ruxpin or are you like Ted from like the movie? Which one?
I'm a better Ted.
You're Ted.
No, draft, as you said, my second Christmas. Presents weren't that great for Cleveland. You know, we got the one big one. Everything else was kind of just, you know, there.
Big
but
fucking president.
It, overall, it was a pretty decent draft or all around for a lot of people.
I want to wrap you up in a bow.
So let's kind of get this started with, dive right in here. And I want to ask everybody some questions about how they felt about it. What would be, if everybody had their choice, what would be your best non-top five pick? So since everybody knows, you know, you got Andrew Luck, Griffin, all that stuff, and going, you know, top five. Well, outside of top five, who would be your best pick that anybody picked up?
Or as well, running backer.
What?
The popcorn guy, man.
Okay. Sal, why don't you start off there, since Fife doesn't want to get that.
All right. Out of the top five, my pick would have to be Malcolm Floyd. I think he's going to be a great complimentary receiver to go against across from Larry Fitzgerald.
Very good pick. Very good.
And I actually think he's a better receiver than Justin Blackman, who was picked before him. He's just as big. I think he's quicker, especially in the red zone. I think he could be a beast. And I think he's going to get a lot of looks because people are still going to double team Larry Fitzgerald until...
Is it double team? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
They're still going to double team him. So Floyd's going to get a lot of looks.
All right. Brett, what do you got there over there?
Since it's non-top five, I'm gonna go two. My number one is Claiborne. I think the Cowboys did something that, you know what the Browns did. They traded up and they said, this is our guy. We want our guy. Claiborne said, you know, his family grew up watching the Cowboys. They're Cowboys fans, and now they get to watch him play for the Cowboys. What kind of better feel-good story?
Way to be right at the cut there at number six there, right outside of top five.
Hey, sorry. Blackman was the number six. He would not be my number one. He would not be my number one.
All right, what was the second guy you kind of liked?
Since Sal said Floyd. My second one's going to be Cox.
Fletcher Cox.
I couldn't say his first name.
D-tackle, Mississippi State.
I think he was going to be a very good pick at that spot, especially because I had him going... We had him. I actually picked him to go like two before, once, and then when it popped up, as soon as Philadelphia traded up, I was like, he's gonna pick it, and David let me change my pick, so I had to drink 12. But Fletcher Cox is my second one. So,
all right, Fife, what about you over there? What do you got?
Fine. All jokes aside, I'll have to go with Brock. Brock. What, how do you say his last name again?
Osweiler.
Osweilango.
Exactly. Yeah, what is he? German? Russian?
I have no idea what
he's. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a 6'7" quarterback, I believe.
He's going to sit for three years and then suck.
All right. He's going to be learning off of Peyton Manning, and for what you like to say, he's going to become a god from learning off Peyton Manning because Peyton Manning's just a complete god himself. So.
Let's try to keep out of the draft and not go into the Manning.
Where's the debate in that statement? No. Where's the debate that Peyton Manning is not awesome? Because he's awesome.
So, wow. Headbutt.
All right, yeah. I mean, that's a good spot. He's going to learn from a great guy, and he needs development there.
Quick question, though. Sal, answer this question. Is Eli Manning not better than Peyton Manning himself?
Obviously, Eli Manning's better. Let's calm down from here. Brett's got to stop throwing his headphones around here. But
wow. All right.
Well, for my pick though. Wow.
That was.
I think you guys need a woosah moment there.
Yeah, that was. That'll probably be the funniest moment on this show ever. He literally got that mad. He threw his headphones at the monitor.
I'm surprised it didn't break.
Yeah, I'm surprised the monitor did not break.
Like, I was throwing them in Sal's face.
I was kind of scared, actually. Thank God the monitor blocked my face.
That's the first thing I looked at. It's not broken, is it?
All right, anyways. All right. All right. Crack it. Go ahead.
Then I think the best pick outside of top five, because everybody knew Andrew Luck for like a year now. He's going to be number one pick. Well, he, in the second round, the Colts did a good move and got his best target and his best friend there, Kobe Fleener, the tight end out of Stanford, and that's going to work well for him because he's going in a situation with his, you know, a guy he throws to all the time, and it's gonna, and he's going to basically be the new Dallas Clark in there in the Colts organization.
I really, I don't know why, I almost believe that it's better for a quarterback that you draft who's going to start like that to bring in not only like a weapon that they know, but a friend, somebody to help transition with.
And that, and
I really
be
think
great
that was good.
It. Yeah.
That was the only reason I accepted the Whedon thing because they brought one of the second guy.
Since we said where the best pick was that we thought, what would say your worst draft, the worst draft pick would have came out of that one? Sal, why don't you start us on that one again?
Yes, Sal.
Well, obviously, other than I think someone else mentioned this later, but the punter being drafted as high as he did. But no, my worst pick would have to be my team, of course, sucking it up and picking Quentin Coples at the spot of 16 when Melvin Ingram was available on the board. So I think that was a huge misstep, especially picking a guy.
You hate it, one, just because you didn't, because it was your Jets and you.
Well, of course,
because like,
it was my Jets, but also I also don't think he even fits the system. I think he's more of a prototypical 4-3 guy when they run a 3-4.
Well, I mean, he's played inside a D tackle there at North Carolina, so it kind of could fit that the 5 technique over there in 3-4. So I think that's what they're.
It could. I don't like the fact that they're picking a guy who was supposed to be the best, the first defensive player off the board 2 months ago, and now he dropped. Many of the drafts we saw him ranked around in the 20s, and that's. I know a lot of that stuff in the offseason doesn't mean a lot, and you know you're looking at the tape mainly, but. I mean, it was more.
He just lost production, but they've there's a lot of different things, but you never know. Yeah. It could be good, could be not. Yeah, Brett, what do you think about your worst pick?
I definitely agree 150% with the punter. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Just pick one up in free agency. Pick an undrafted one up, and maybe he makes your roster.
Anybody outside
not,
the punter there?
Hey, Blaine Gabbert's not doing anything. Make him punter. Why not? Like, what else are they doing? But another one I had that was. What was the category that we're at? Most?
Worst.
He's not the worst. I didn't like him. He's not the worst. Okay. Moving on. But that was what you said was my second, because they could have gotten Coples like later, and they could have picked up so many better people ahead of him. And that was another reason. After Coples,
a lot
another
of people
one,
thought Melvin Ingram should have went.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely. And another one, especially, I think I would have picked was Mitchell Schwartz, the Browns guy that they got. I really love him at the position. We could have got him later. We could have.
Round.
There was other guys on the board. We needed a receiver. There was so many things we could have done, and they were like, no. Right. Granted, he does. He started a lot. He's like the Iron Man of like Cal. Like, and I'm last player from like, but Aaron Rodgers was from Cal. He was pretty good, I think.
Alex Mack too.
Yeah. Alex Mack from Cal. They're pretty good. They're all pretty good. I don't know how good they.
I mean,
you're
kicking him over. He used to play left tackle. Now they're going to have him start right tackle, which I think will transition well still too. So which won't be a problem.
I think some guys. Yeah, I feel like since I had by the microphone, I'm bleeding, but I'm not. But I know that's definitely a thing too, is moving him over. But it was just guys that they really like.
Well, he's
I don't
played
know.
16 at the right tackle, so I mean,
maybe
he knows how to play right.
Another
tackle.
Thing
the last year he started at left tackle.
Though. Another thing
well,
you said
out of necessity, so he could play both ends.
His quarterback at Cal was left-handed too, wasn't he?
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure, which would basically be like flipping over anyways.
Yeah. And another thing
he wouldn't be protecting his backside.
I know it was maybe like Khalil. They talked about moving him to right would be really hard. Because apparently he's never played right tackle. Maybe the dude played. Maybe the dude played right tackle in high school and then got moved. Like we don't. I don't know. So there's a lot of possibilities that go into it. I still don't. Holmgren, I don't love to pick, bro. But that's what it is. What it is. Whatever.
All right, Fife. What do you got there?
Why you gotta laugh at me already? Just like you know what I'm gonna say.
I don't know. Look at your face.
Well, I'm assuming since two guys say the punter, I'm assuming a third person would say the punter.
You know what? I'm gonna go the Jamarcus Russell style and say Andrew Luck is gonna be a fluke. Watch. Just watch. You guys laughed
awesome.
At me now.
That would be awesome.
You guys all laughed at me when I picked Brett Favre in the fantasy draft when he was retired, came out and did one of the best passing records. Right here, Andrew Luck.
Just so everybody knows that is an actual thing that happened.
My very last pick.
His very last pick.
Was Brett Favre, and then he came out of retirement.
Before he even signed with the Minnesota Vikings and came in and did pretty good for him.
And watch.
Why don't you think Luck's going to be good?
You know what? I just say people are going to see him not as good as he thinks. Like, they're perceived to be, just because everyone is kind of hyping them up so much to begin with. It's like seeing you think this movie is going to be awesome, and you see it, and you're kind of like, oh, it was really kind of all right.
Like Green
Lantern. So you're saying
he's going to miss it because of the hype. Bro, that was a good movie.
I
think the hype is going to bring him down in
the
long run.
And
the
chick was hot.
Like, pretty much.
Sorry,
hey, that's fine. Who was that? Hey, who was hot?
Blake Lively in Green Lantern. Oh, she was very hot. Yeah, that was a good movie. You know, I'm mad at you. I'm pissed.
For
that was a good movie.
We have to go with. I got to go with the Thor movie with Kate Dennings. She's pretty.
Okay,
she's pretty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, she was hot. But back at the topic.
No, I'm only saying that because.
Say, go ahead.
Like Jamarcus Russell, you know, he got all the hype from throwing 60 yards on his knees like a cocksucker he is, but that's besides the point. I think all the hype with Andrew Luck is just going to bring him down in the long run.
Yeah, but see, the difference, I would say the difference between that, one, you're not paying the Jamarcus Russell money to Andrew Luck, where that's Jamarcus Russell had, like, what, $45 million guaranteed?
Yeah, he was the
so
biggest
he got
rookie.
His
he
had,
pay. He had way too much guaranteed.
Right. And so basically he just sat his ass down and got fat and decided never to play again.
So you're saying he won't go on his knees?
No, he sat on his ass.
That's true.
So you think it's one of those cases, like, they're just too overhyped.
Right, and then even if he does do good.
That's exactly what you just said. I'm retarded. That wasn't what I meant. Yeah. I meant to say something else, but I can't think of what
even,
I meant.
Even if he does come out good, he is so overhyped that even if he does good, it's not going to be as good
so
as people think.
If he is a great quarterback who doesn't make the Pro Bowl, it's not good enough.
That might not necessarily be
basically,
true.
Basically, I think what you're saying, I think the only way to measure up to what you're saying, he has to have a Super Bowl ring.
That's I agree.
Or he has to be... Like, you know, John, like an eight-time Pro Bowl.
I feel like that's how the hype is.
And look how the hype is around
two
him.
Super Bowls.
And don't get me wrong, he is a great quarterback, but I think he has too much pressure.
Let
on
me
him
correct
going
my
in
last
rookie
statement.
Year.
He has to win two Super Bowls with good statistics to back it up. Number one in the NFL statistics.
Actually, well, the way they go, anytime he wins Super Bowl,
he beat Tom Brady twice,
no matter how good. But.
So,
all right,
but that's my prediction.
He was banging his wife the night before,
and you know what?
He beat Tom Brady twice.
Off day.
Off day? Two different years?
Yes, off day. Two really bad off days.
I guess you're right, Tom Brady.
It's a really shitty case of the Sundays.
Hey,
guy's nephew or something. So.
I pay you $16 million a year. You better not have a fucking off day. Just saying.
He's not even old. Okay, move on. Can we stick to the draft and not worry about that?
Hey, we're having a good time.
All right, well, for my worst pick, and I think is the dumbest earlobes. Move. By one of the stupidest organizations, the Washington Redskins, taking Kirk Cousins in the fourth round after they already drafted RG3 because they're stupid. And I hate their answer to this is, oh, well, we think he'll sit around and then he'll have the value of Matt Schaub where we can get a second round pick out of him. You don't draft a guy so you think in a couple of years you can get a second round pick out of him. No, you actually draft a guy that's going to play for your team that's worth a second round pick.
Stop. I completely agree. What if I stop? What if RG3 gets hurt in the preseason?
But you don't draft a guy. They had other quarterbacks, don't draft a guy in the fourth
John
round.
John Beck,
of
really?
You have
Gross.
They cut up what I'm saying.
You have guys with experience that are at least that's Griffin. What they're there for.
But Brett, the point is,
what if?
The point is, you draft a guy that's your franchise guy going for the future. No, you're not going to do anything else. Like, that's your guy. Yeah, he gets injured. That's the NFL. But I'm saying you don't draft a guy in the fourth round. Maybe in the sixth round it made sense.
It's kind of like
in the fourth round you do not take a guy there who has starter potential.
I agree with
you. And you just don't do that.
I agree with you 110%. I really do. How brilliant do they look if in the preseason RG3 gets hurt and Kirk Cousins goes to the Pro Bowl?
Let's say RG3 goes down within the first six games. All right, and then Kirk Cousins comes in, and he has an amazing finish this season. Now all you did for yourself is create controversy.
They drafted
RG3 number one all, but Kirk Cousins did way
better.
They
do exactly like they said they did. Then they trade him.
It's kind of like drafting a third-round punter.
The fans be like, why would you trade RG3 at that point?
No,
because
no, not
Kirk
RG3.
Cousins
they trade Cousins.
No, but I'm saying,
if Cousins came in and did amazing
and finished out the season, all you're doing is creating controversy in a place where you do not need controversy. You need to solidify that position.
I completely
they need to hand over the reins to
agree
him.
With you, but I think they did. There's ways they could have justified their point.
So
they did.
You're saying like a quarterback controversy, like the Browns usually have year after year.
Well, yes. We have bad quarterbacks. They have decent quarterbacks.
I mean, I'm not. I'm just saying. Just saying.
All right. Well, let's move on to what everybody believes is the best value pick, and what I mean by value pick is a guy who is rated higher but went lower than where he was rated. So. Fife, let's start with you on this one then.
Why you gotta pick on me?
Because you've been messing around.
Well, that's the point. All right, well, I'm gonna have to go with Bobby Massey. Now,
offensive tackle, Ole Miss.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think I should read paper page for page. Dick. He did go in the fourth round. He was what rated in the second round? He probably
high, like second, high round. Second round.
So,
somehow,
I mean,
yeah. Might have,
so then I mean, just all first. In all, he's gonna fill the spot pretty good for the Arizona Cardinals. So,
all right, Sal, what do you got for you?
One that I have, he didn't fall as far, but he was definitely projected earlier, and I actually thought of him as a really good prospect. David DeCastro, he fell to the Steelers. It was a big need for the Steelers. Offensive guard and offensive tackle were the guys they were going after. They ended up picking up both, but as far as DeCastro goes, I think he could have been a top 10 pick, easily the best guard, in my opinion, in the draft. And I think they got really lucky to get him. Was 22, right?
24.
24.
24. I know we were – Cleveland's 22 with the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did fall, but I mean, I don't think it was big enough to be, you know, good value. I mean, it's great value for the Steelers, but I don't think it was a big separation for where he was rated. So I think I'll go me with my guy, though. I think what a shock was with Lamar Miller from Miami falling to round
really
4.
Really good one.
And like, because everybody said, like Ty McShay said, he loved him because of his game breaking ability. And a lot of people were projecting him. He could have snuck. At one point, he was talked about being in the first round. Yeah. And they're like, oh, he's a solid second round guy that we should have had. And he fell all the way to the fourth. So I believe he's going to be a good addition down there for the Dolphins, working with Reggie Bush there. And he doesn't really have to move far. He can probably stay in his dorm at college.
Exactly. That's another reason why I think that was a good pick, because of where he ended up.
Yeah, Brett, what do you got down over there?
Sadly, I don't want to say this. Sadly, I would say Alameda Tamu, the pick for the Steelers.
Defensive tackle,
yes,
Washington.
Yes, defensive tackle. I couldn't decide between that and end. He really fits their system well. He was really good where they got him. I just think it was a wonderful pick at the time. You can look at, like, yeah, maybe he was projected around there. Yeah. But it was still
– He was
still
projected higher, too.
He was projected a lot higher, really.
He was, yeah.
A round higher? Two
I
rounds
think it's
higher?
Second round, I believe, they're talking
then,
about.
That helps. But
and the thing is, he's sitting he's going to be learned from one of the best nose guards in the game.
Their defense is awesome, and it really helps putting a guy into an already awesome defense, because if he sucks one play, it happens. You know, you got Harrison to cover for you. Palomalu can cover. Like, people can
Woodley,
cover for you.
Timmons.
Yeah, you got so many things. I don't want to say that the Steelers are any good at all, because Ben Roethlisberger suck a dick. But I'm just saying, in that situation, like, it's – they got really lucky with the guy they got. So.
I'm talking about people on their knees. You're talking about sucking dicks. What's next? That's what I'm curious about.
Oh, well, what is next is who he thinks is going to be the most overrated guy. Who's a guy who went too high than what they really wanted? I mean, what they really should have been.
An overrated
guy.
Overrated.
Who would you say? I'll start this off. The guy I didn't like, and I didn't really in the first round, which was stupid for Seattle, which I don't know why they did it, was Bruce Irving from West Virginia. He was supposed to be like a second round guy, and he's more of a situational guy. He's not a guy you can plug in right away and he'll be playing every down. He's just a situational pass rusher, which is a bad idea to have in the first round. You need to go with somebody that's going to play just about every down in the first round. So I think that's where Seattle kind of blew it on that one. Sal, what do you got?
I got one. I took overrated as a little bit different. I just think this player, the entire time they've talked about him, I just look at him as the most overrated player, Andrew. And that's Tannehill. I think the spot he was taken in is one that he was obviously projected in with the Dolphins, but I just don't like him overall as a prospect. I think there's a lot of other guys that, especially at the position where they could have got a receiver that they needed when they lost Brandon Marshall, they could have. There's a lot of different things they could have done, and they're picking a guy for the future and hoping he pans out. He looks good on paper, but
yeah, I mean it's a good pick, and I think the reason and it is right. He did get pushed up there because it was. When you got the first two guys going the first two picks and not many other quarterbacks are rated in the first round, he was just pulled up there out of necessity of what and what's there. But the thing is that I think that what helps him is the fact that he's there with his head coach from college, who's now the offense coordinator from Miami. So it works for Mike Sherman and them. I think that that's what helps it a little bit. But, yeah, he was pushed up and overrated. Brett, what do you got?
My number one was Tannehill. Easily, my number one was Tannehill. I've hated Tannehill from the beginning. I think he's very overrated. You're talking about quarterback going number 8, who played how many games? 19?
13, I believe. 13. No, 16.
So how many? Like a lot of the NFL is about reps. How many reps has the motherfucker really had? Not a lot.
But he could be a receiver
compared to And that's the only benefit to picking him up there was, hey, we got rid of Brandon Marshall. We're picking up a quarterback or a receiver. Yay!
Hey, but you know what? He's got a hot ass wife and. As soon as she was seen,
I don't think they're married yet.
No, they are.
They are. Ooh.
They're Ryan married Tannehill? In Mexico. I don't Ryan know why Tannehill? They went to Mexico to get married, but.
Good Whoa. Job.
Yeah.
Apparently, daddy has some money. High five to you.
Well, he's got money now.
Go her. Hey, everyone do tradesies. I'm in.
Hey, by the way.
You somehow are being sued by the end of the show.
She was like, I think she had like 30,000 Google hits after she was seen, like
you,
10 minutes after she was seen
see her?
At the draft. Oh, yeah.
What literally, she came on camera within a millisecond. Kevin was like, did you see that girl?
We rewound it to look at her.
I'm about to Google this
Us
shit.
Us and 99% of America rewound the giraffe. Fuck the next pick to see that chick. Fuck the number
Is
nine
she that
pick.
Hot?
We don't care.
Is she that hot?
Yeah, she's definitely up there.
Sure. Let's put it this way. She'll be a supermodel by the end of his career.
All right, what's her name?
She's got nothing else better to do.
Yeah, what the fuck else you going to do? Be a trophy
Tannehill's wife?
Yeah. Yeah, is that what you'll probably get hits. Look
let's,
it up. Look
let's
it up
let's look it up.
No, but other than Tannehill, my other one, oh, my God, and this pissed me off, is another quarterback, Russell Wilson. I don't think the dude should have been drafted at all. At fucking all, I don't think the dude should have been drafted. You should be sitting in your home right now thinking about what – like department store you're going to apply at.
Hey.
He should not have been drafted.
I work at Best Buy. There's nothing wrong with retail.
And I'm not saying retail is a department store. There's a difference.
Shut up.
There's a difference. I just think the dude, like, let's be serious. Like, Cleveland knew that there was eventually a point where Colt was, you're shorter than Colt just because you have big hands and doesn't make you cool. You went to...
So... I am looking at this image. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you out.
Let's go back to the girl because it's way more important than Russell Wilson.
We are going to go.
Never going to play in the NFL, and it sucks for him.
Does she not? Her name is Lauren. Lauren, by the way.
She does look just like Jessica Simpson.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was about to say. She kind of looks like Jessica Simpson.
You know the only thing that doesn't look like Jessica Simpson? Her tits, her hips, her ass. Her face looks just like it. Everything else is kind of
his. She's probably 100,000 times smarter. Too.
Debatable. Yeah. She's dating Ryan Tannehill. That automatically gives her negative 50.
But she's a nurse.
Who cares?
My mom's a nurse, and she's not too bright.
That was me.
That was look at you.
Yeah, well, you got you on that one. I just saying.
No, that was my dad's mistake, not my mom's.
Debatable.
Exactly.
I'm just saying that. Like, look at the chick, man, Tannehill. What the fuck? What drug do you have her on? Tell the rest of America, bro. Well, we need to know.
I think we need to go to Texas.
That's like
Texas has three things: steers, queers, and hot bitches like that. That's what Texas has. That's what Texas has.
You really just say queers? I love you right now for saying the word queer because that is just, I don't know, it's funny.
Okay, can we get back to the topic here?
It's like watching Tommy Boy. Roads.
I'll see you sucking a golf ball through a garden hose. No, are you a beautiful blonde girl, so you must be the other one.
Okay, back to the subject.
Improv.
Who is your overrated player?
Leroy Jenkins. Oh, I read that wrong. It's AJ Jenkins. Sorry. AJ Jenkins. He's the wide receiver from Illinois. Went first round to the 49ers. What the hell were they thinking?
Yeah, I think he was pushed up a lot there. And that was the biggest surprise. There's a lot of receivers out there they could have taken. That's a good one there.
I got excited when I saw Jenkins. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble, man. How about I'm going to take the spotlight from Dave real quick. And can we please go back to Lauren Tannehill just for a second? I mean, dude, she's pretty hot. She is pretty hot.
Dude, like,
who?
Stunning.
Let's go to a little side note since we still have time in this show. Let's go with what sports figure has the hottest wife? Can anyone think of anyone anyways?
Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, Ryan Tebow's got a hot wife or girlfriend.
Tebow.
Whatever.
Yeah, dude, he's still
Dave,
virgin.
What about
like,
Dave?
He ain't using it.
Brady.
You don't use it,
he's praying to his girlfriend.
You don't use it, you lose it.
Is that true? If you don't use it, you lose it?
It is completely true.
Did you really just put that in the fish bowl? I love it. Right, let's do this. Fishbowl all day. Can that be the first topic?
Tommy Brady, your wife's hot. I'm going to be honest. She's hot. But when she defends you to your teammates, like, that's kind of embarrassing.
What about
Tony Parker's, what's her name?
Eva Longoria?
Eva Longoria.
I don't care. Have you ever
now,
seen
how about,
her?
Oh, I've seen her. I'm just saying, but it's,
how about,
they're not married anymore.
Who was it?
This fucking marriage lasted a year anyway.
Are you kissing the mic?
Sour sauce on my pussy.
All right. That is totally funny. Completely off topic. All right. Who is the Was it Quinn is dating AJ Hawk's sister? Is AJ Hawk
AJ
dating
Hawk's
Quinn's
married
dating
to Brady Quinn's
married
sister?
Brady Quinn's sister.
AJ's
yeah, they've been married for a while.
And let's be
she's
honest,
pretty hot.
Hey,
she's
I
hot.
Can tell you two things right now. AJ Hawk and his wife are both more successful than Brady Quinn.
And by the way, well, Brady Quinn is dating a Sweet Olympic sauce. Gymnast. So
who?
Oh,
who?
I don't remember.
Is it Nastia Lukin? I swear to God, if it is, I'll kill him. I will find him and kill him.
For a second there, I thought you were reading a Dr. Seuss book.
I'll find him and kill him.
Who? Who says what?
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Keep going.
Green eggs and ham.
I don't remember. That. It was like, green eggs and ham. It sounds really good
Sam
right
I
now.
Am.
So, all right, now.
I know that is Sam I am.
Now, all right,
I know
we're going to
do that, Sam I can.
We are going to go with.
Oh, you did it in a truck.
Alicia Scarmone.
Oh,
Scarmone?
Okay, well. Wait,
does
what's she look like?
Give?
What's she look
let's
like?
Let's see a picture of this.
I used to watch.
When did we go from a talk show? When did we go from a talk show host?
And it's all your fault.
To a soft porn core kind of.
Soft core porn. I used to watch women's gymnastics all the time last Olympics. No, he's not.
Don't like her.
No, he's not.
Right, really?
No, he's not.
Yeah,
she has bigger thighs than he does.
Dude, she is a hottie.
She was in the ESPN Body magazine, too.
She is a hottie.
You want to know who's really hot?
Why doesn't anyone tell me? Hey, shut up, Sal. Why doesn't anyone tell me about these things?
You want
Brady Quinn, really? Girl. My name is Brett. Hi.
You want to know?
You can marry my wife for all you want
to. Who is super hot?
Muscles.
I don't care. Just because she can beat you up doesn't mean she ain't hot.
Makes you less hot to me?
No, debatable.
Dave, take a look at Courtney Stodden. Yeah?
Oh, my. If you people could see this.
It's a picture of her from the body.
I'm pretty
Side
sure.
Awesome.
Okay, we need to get back.
I'm pretty sure.
Sorry,
I'm pretty sure I have a
topic
for that.
Back on topic. Next question.
Now,
let's
get back to why we're here.
Brady
and
Quinn,
it's about the draft.
You suck.
We're here just to have fun.
Shut
we're
fun.
Here to get on the draft. All right.
Shut up.
Now,
thank you,
everybody
Sal.
Go on and say, who are the two teams that are basically the winners? Like, who did the best, in your opinion? Brett, why don't you start it off?
It's hard to say. I don't know. Okay, he's retarded. Winners of the draft, in my opinion.
Did you just make fun of me?
Yes. I think on NFL, the rich got richer. My winners are the New England Patriots and the Steelers. They both got guys who fit their systems. They both got quality guys at the picks. You know, they didn't have to trade. Well, the Patriots traded up something that wasn't a custom for them. They got their guys that they wanted. Something
good,
you know, Belichick.
Defense, yeah.
Belichick's getting old. He's got to do what he can to try and win a Super Bowl again. Tommy, you're getting old. Your wife's kind of losing a little bit. You know, you got to do what you can to win a Super Bowl at this point. So,
Regine hang like sleeve of wizard.
I just think at that point they both did really, and it sucks to say the Steelers did good. It really does. Like that hurts. But I mean, hey, Browns, you would have fucked up and picked a receiver. You would have went up there, but no,
no. Let's not get a receiver that we need. Heaven forbid. Moving on.
So,
you know what?
I mean, well, I agree with you, the Patriots. I believe they did a really good job, and they went as they don't normally trade up, and they did, and they got Chandler Jones, and they got Dante Hightower, who are going to be key guys for that defense for years to come.
I was going to say.
But the other guy, I'm not going to go with a different team in the North. I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I think every pick
they had, they picked somebody that everybody knew was like should have went round earlier or two rounds, and it was just it was crazy how they got every guy that was like I have heard of this entire process like being you know at one point or another being like maybe end of first round or first round talent. They got so many good players, and I think they're basically like King Midas. They're get hidden gold on every pick, and it sucks to hear that, but.
And
shout out to Mohamed Sanu with that prank of going to Cincinnati in the first round. Well, they got you in the third round.
Yeah, I know.
So
I want to say, fine. No.
Yeah.
I
okay,
thought
good.
We, no.
Sal,
Sal
what,
no.
What do you want to say? Because we don't need to hear from
I'm
going to
agree with you on the one. Again, the Bengals, that was my number two.
You guys, I'm going home.
They, on multiple picks, they had guys that should be starters for them, and they picked them up in key positions, as in when they picked up Drake Kirkpatrick, just on their first pick. He's going to be a good quality starting corner for them. And who else did they pick up? They had a couple linemen they picked up, defensively and offensive linemen.
Still in Thompson, yeah.
Yeah. So they were good. And actually my winner would be the Philadelphia Eagles. That's who I pick for their a team with people thought was the dream team. It was supposed to be the dream team last year, but they found a lot of holes. You could see there were a lot of holes on defense. And they filled with, like we talked about before, Cox. They moved up and got him.
Filled it with cocks.
Yeah, and
they
Vinny
filled their
Curry,
holes
with south, south, south.
They filled their holes with cock.
They filled their holes
with cock. Unintentional pun, and it was amazing.
So, I just went with it, too. He didn't even know.
Very
subtle, and Sal didn't even know.
Apparently, none of us got laid in the last week and a half because
Kendricks in the second round.
It's been all sex.
I thought these could all be starters for them, or at least guys that are going to contribute right away.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Fife, what do you got over there?
Blank. You know what? If they didn't have to go past the second round, the Browns would have had a pretty awesome draft. I'm just saying.
I mean,
they probably would have had the best draft.
Cut it at the end of the second round, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Pretty much solid. I know I have to agree with Sal over there with filling their holes with Cox with the Eagles over there. So, I mean, that's a pretty solid investment. But it doesn't matter because Tebow is going to be starting with the Jets, and he's going to take them to a Super Bowl anyway, so...
That was uncalled for.
Just saying.
No, Jets are not going
to
be.
What about your second team, Eagles?
The Vikings. Dave wanted me to mention the Vikings, and hell, I can't remember the damn reason. So, Dave, tell us why the Vikings had such a good draft.
Because they
trickstered
the Browns.
Just because of how tricky they are about, oh, hey, Cleveland, Tampa Bay is about to get our pick to take Richardson. You want to give us three picks?
So they're kind of like, they were kind of the women of the draft being a manipulative little bitch.
And they still got great players coming out, though. Soon.
Well, they only went, what, down one pick?
They picked up three picks.
I thought they only picked up two more.
4, 5, and a 7.
Yeah.
A 4, 5, and a 7? Okay.
Because we didn't have a 6 to give up because we had only the compensatories.
So we went from having, what, the most picks in the draft, 13, to like 4?
No, we had 11 because we traded those three. We went down to 10, traded again in the third round, and then we got to 11.
All right, well.
I mean, still a lot of picks. Yeah.
Very good. But like I said, they would have had the best draft if they just cut it out after one. But yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you start off with who would you say is your losers of the draft?
Now I do have to go seriously with the Jets because the Jets just suck, period. Nobody likes the Jets. Not even Fairweather fans like the Jets. I don't know why, but pretty gay. I can't give you a complete reason behind it, but Jets are gay.
Wow.
Well, who's your second then?
They are.
The Falcons. I'll have to go with the Falcons. Pretty much.
They didn't have much of a draft. Their first pick, which turned out to be Cleveland's quarterback, Brandon Whedon. I even if you put that on their team, I'd still say it's not that great of a pick either.
Whedon.
Agreed.
I'm going Whedon, rookie of the year. Oh yeah, wait. We'll talk about that in a
rookie
little bit.
Of old men of the year.
Yeah, the old man of the rookie of the year.
All right. For my losers. I think Seattle is definitely one of those guys that kind of messed up a lot with overdrafting guys and guys that you shouldn't really think of, like Irving, and then as Brad brought up, Russell Wilson, which I don't think was good, and the Jaguars. I honestly do not think Blackmon is going to be that great, and they traded up to get him. And well, the big red flag, a punter in the third round. Are you serious? You traded up picks, and you're going to take a punter in the third round.
Punters. Hey. Like Sal, how did
Mike Nugent work out for who drafted him in the second round? Jets, right? That work out?
Yeah, horrible.
I mean, he's doing good with Cincy now, but before now, that,
he didn't do good then because it was the Jets. There.
Yeah, so.
Ready? Here you go. What Sal would normally say, championship.
Brett, what do you got for your losers?
Oh, shit, I just lost it. My number one losers.
Say the Falcons.
I think Falcons. I really have to pick Seattle.
Damn it.
Like, you botched it.
Didn't you just say they had a good draft?
What?
No,
he didn't.
Who said Seattle? Seattle. Since Cincinnati. Seattle. Oh, my bad. Go ahead. Sorry.
What are you doing? I don't know what your strategy is. Nobody knows. Nobody has
a clue.
College
coach, man.
Russell Wilson, no, no, because he's 5'11". He can't see over the fucking line, so I don't know what you're doing.
He's actually 5'10".
Is he really?
He's 5'10".
He's
5'10".
That is like height. That is like the height of
almost
half 5'11". The girls I've dated.
Okay. Awkward. And another one I want to throw in there, they're not my number one loser, but my another loser are the Saints.
Jets.
Don't have bounties, wouldn't have this problem. You'd be all right. Definitely the Jets are up there.
I mean, they even lost their first round pick to the Patriots anyways last year because for Ingram.
Exactly.
And also in that category, I'll throw Oakland in just because neither of them
Oakland
had the first
good,
two.
Yeah.
Neither of them had first and second round picks, so we really can't have that good of a draft without having a first or second round in there either. So.
Now, this is really tough. And I don't want to say this. My number one loser of the draft is the Cleveland Browns.
We had so much to
look for and so many things we could do.
Did you just
and I think
quote
after,
Drew Carey song?
After our second pick, it was wrong. We did stuff
after the first.
After Trent Richardson, I don't know what the fuck you guys were doing. Holmgren,
can I say something to you real quick?
I don't know if you've been like doing acid.
It's not Holmgren. It's Hecker that picks him. Not Holmgren.
Same thing. I don't know.
Go Holmgren fuck yourself, sir.
I don't think their draft was overly bad.
I think Whedon was a good pick.
We'll see.
All right,
he fits the mold. He fits the NFC North.
That's all that matters.
We'll get to this later.
He's not going to. He's probably not going to be the starter.
We'll get to it later. We'll get to it later. But the thing is, like, we didn't. Our biggest need ever. We didn't get. There's no team that needed a position any more than we needed a receiver. And
so you're saying no. So you're saying look at Peyton Hillis when we first acquired him for the first year. He was such a threat in the backfield that it opened up our receivers regardless.
It
you don't
not open them that much. He was kind of a threat.
Well, okay.
But we still didn't have receivers then, though.
You don't go an entire draft, almost an entire draft, take you one pick out of 11 with ignoring your greatest weakness.
I would still say I would still say it's a running game over our passing game.
I don't.
Over our receivers, at least.
No, it's.
They
are you
by
serious?
Far the worst receiving core in the league?
We have by far
Jacksonville. I think so.
We have the most drops in the league.
Before that, but
it doesn't even if you got receivers. If you don't have a backfield to back it up, then you still have no good
receivers.
Well, we
answered that, and the number one pick, number three pick, with Trent motherfucking Richardson.
Okay, that's good.
We answered that, and then they fucked up the rest of the draft because
they're still not even sure if they're going to keep McCoy, so we still need a quarterback.
Debatable. They filled our right tackle spot.
If we didn't pick up a quarterback, we would have had McCoy.
They filled our right tackle spot. Good. Could have got him in the third round and picked up a good receiver.
We could have gotten him in the third round
if we didn't trade out of it like morons and we picked up a receiver.
A lot of it may not have been in the first round, like the second first round pick might not have been bad. If you would have came around and got a wide receiver with the second round pick.
Eventually.
Our draft was not bad. We handled it very bad. We did the way we did something was very bad. All right,
fine. I can go with that. Very bad. I don't think the draft is bad, but I can go with the handle.
The only way to really justify this is we have to see how these guys perform, and it's going to be a couple years to really see how it works out. Just because, I mean, like, these guys we got are guys you're not going to know about right away. There's a bunch of
unnamed guys. If our first five picks were all pros, of course our draft was awesome.
Well, it's not even that. It's the fact, if you look at other teams, all right, you look at the Patriots, you look at Eagles, they got guys that are people well-known and people are already, like, hyping up and, like, saying all this good stuff about. We look at our guys, there are a lot of unknown guys that, like, you have to be, like, an NFL scouting staff or a professional, you know, scout or draft kind of guy to really get to know and see these guys, to really understand how good it is. That's where the problem comes in. Most Cleveland fans do not know a lot about these guys, and I think there were a lot of mistakes. Our biggest mistake there was the third-round pick of John Hughes when we could
agree
when that guy was supposed to be rated in, like, the fifth or sixth round.
So I got a question then. That you saw the scouts are usually a hard job. If you had a chance to be an NFL scout for the Browns, would you do it?
Yeah?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah?
And a heartbeat. It's my dream.
Well, I already know your answer. You guys would actually go through all that pain in the ass to actually do it? I mean, it would be a cool job.
What's the worst that can happen?
Great job.
You can get fired.
You're an evaluator. Oh, well, if you get fired. You make enough money that it covers it, and then if you get fired, somebody will still hire you. You're still a scout.
More than likely. To a point. If you're known for a bad scout, why would I
rather
do
that? I'd rather do it. You can always work your way up.
I was just asking your opinions.
Guys, I'd rather do it.
I don't really know baseball too much, or else, I wouldn't.
Amazing. I mean, I'd rather do it in fucking high life. You don't see me out there fucking doing it, Sal.
That's because baseball's easy.
More players, there's so many more things you can do. There's three levels below your
Brett would rather be a stripper scout.
Yeah, I'd much rather. Woo!
Strippers are fun.
I'd much rather be I'm not even going to say it on air. I'm not even going to say
it. What's that? No, go ahead. Do it. That's what we're here for.
It's really, we did have, we did have an actual really bad draft. Like, our draft was good, but bad. We handled it very bad.
It's questionable. It's very questionable.
Hey, Cleveland fans, if you...
But, you know, this is what I got to know, though, for knowing Cleveland and Hecker and all them. He is, the last 2 years, he's picked guys where I've never heard of, and I've never heard anything about, and they turn out to be quality guys. And one guy I can always reference, T.J. Ward. He turned out to be a pretty good guy in the second round, and I thought there was other guys out there that were better. So I got to trust that he did his due diligence and he's found the best guys to fit our system. And that's the only thing I can really trust on is that. And if it turns out we have another bad year and none of these guys performed, then that's when I can crucify him.
Here, this brings up my next question then. Do you think by the end of the preseason, all Browns fans are going to be, well, there's always next year.
We'll get there later. Let's finish this and then we'll get
there. They're
we'll
doing that now. But
Dave.
Anyways.
Last question.
now,
I didn't get to do my part, but it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, I didn't get to go.
We don't like you. Because you don't have anything to say.
Go ahead, do it.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I got off track.
I think the two of them got off track, but yeah.
Hey. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sal. Say it.
Your face is ugly.
I really didn't get to go. I wasn't going to make a deal, big deal about it.
Well, do it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Big Deal didn't make a big deal about it.
The one before, no, I'm not going to talk about the one a lot because the one we said before was talking about my team, obviously the Jets. I don't want to even go more into them because I'm too upset. But the one that I also did want to mention, a guy we talked about before, Jenkins, the wide receiver in the 49ers. I didn't like their draft.
And then that, Michael James with that too, probably.
The reason I like Michael James, I don't like them for that team because
Michael James is going to be good. It was that team that picked him.
I'm telling you, you could call Michael James if you're listening. You heard it here. You are going to be awesome.
I think he's going to be good.
You are awesome.
I really do, and
if he went to another team, there'd be a more higher
team. He'd have a better chance.
And no one's doubting Michael James' talent. It was the fact that he went to a team that already had four other running backs that can be starters.
Yeah, or at least get reps.
So, yeah, I mean, that was the big problem.
Hey, that's what practice squad is for.
That's what I did.
You show what you have.
Michael James ain't a practice squad guy.
It doesn't. Well, I'm just saying,
on 25 teams, he's one or two or three running backs.
So, I mean,
I was just saying in general.
It'd be really interesting to know what their philosophy was over there with that, but who knows?
Their philosophy is, hey, we're
running the ball 50 times a game, I guess.
Well,
they're like, maybe if all of our running backs get blown out knees like last year, we'll have a Michael James to cover it, so we'll be all right. Well, cool.
All right, let's move into who's everybody's prediction for the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Since we just had the draft, who can you probably say at this point who would probably turn out the best? I know my guy for I think for offense, I think RG3 is in a situation where he can thrive with Shanahan and his team actually being really good because it's not just based on stats. I believe it's where you take your team, you know, with that. And I think with the Redskins, they have a good defense. They have offensive weapons, and he can thrive in that offense to turn out to look pretty good. He might not be the best guy, you know, throughout all the years, but I think this year he has the best chance because I don't think Luck has the team to really carry on, give him the stats, and make him look good. So, and then for defense, I have Mark Barron from Tampa Bay. I think with that defense and how Barron plays and how bad, you know, the defense was last year, he come and make a lot of plays, tackles, and you know all that, all big play stuff. I think he has a good shot to be a defensive rookie of the year. So, Brett, what do you got over there?
I'm gonna start with defense. Claiborne, I think he got put into a really really good place. I'm gonna give you. You must be hanging out with Stan Lee because you got lucky. You got put in a really, really good place on a decent defense where you're gonna be able to be a good corner and you're gonna have a lot of opportunity, especially in a division that's
Just wait there when DeMarcus Ware goes second, the quarterback. He didn't have the ball up. He just throws the ball up.
Claiborne pick. I'm not even saying just because of Eli, because Eli was tied for 19th or 20th last year in interceptions. So you add two or three more to that because of Claiborne. And then you're looking at, you know, Claiborne might run out there and pick off Tony Romo if Tony Romo's sucking. You don't know.
Everybody picks off Tony Romo.
That's true. But
that's mean.
My second for the defensive rookie of the year was Barron. He was my second. I really liked Barron when I saw anything about him, so offensive rookie of the year, and I don't pick RG3 because I do think RG3 went into a really good system, but I think there's one person who's luckier to go into a place where he will be utilized way more, and that's Richardson. as a Browns fan, I think he's gonna be used and he's gonna get the ball so much, he's gonna be a top five running back. And so RG3's not gonna be a top five quarterback. Richardson will be a top five running back because we will use him so much.
Well, I mean, he might be the number one rookie quarterback.
Yeah, but it's not a top five quarterback. I'm saying RG3 might be a top five running back.
But you know,
out of the NFL.
But you know what the thing is though, the reason you know I don't go that route is just the fact that most people look at the quarterback does everything, so that's why I think the prejudice is on the quarterback.
The running back can't win.
I know it doesn't, but I think prejudice is going
to
go for the quarterback.
I think especially for a rookie in his situation, look to him because We're gonna pass him the ball. He's gonna run the ball. If he puts up LeSean McCoy type numbers his first year, he'll be rookie of the year, and that's how we're gonna use him. Because not only because that's how like he helps that way, because if we don't use him like that, our offense will fucking blow.
You got to remember who called the plays last year.
They also didn't
he's
have
calling the plays
a
again.
Decent running back.
I'm just saying.
They also have no playmakers.
But you know, with
they have no playmakers.
You know the thing that's going to help him with Childress being the actual offensive coordinator is going to take more
pressure.
He's not
calling the plays though.
He's not helping. You know, but the thing, I think the problem with Sherman though is the fact that he had to do make sure everybody's lined up, all personnel stuff. Like you got and do a lot of stuff that he had to do both sides of the ball and like take on extra duties. I think with lower duties and all this other stuff, I think he'll have a better shot. And he's another year in there. And he has another former head coach. He has three former head coaches on his staff.
I think that the way even if it's somebody else calling the plays, then you know on second down and third down, if we suck, he's just going to fucking run the ball. Put 11 guys in the box, and then third down, we pass the ball. We flare him out. He's going to get
that was
so
the problem with their offense last year. They were too predictable.
But they didn't have Trent Richardson. They had people
who
suck.
Makes them more predictable because now you know you have one weapon, and that's your running back.
But then it opens up
the box
passing game, so you
can
work the play
action. Hey, running back,
wait,
you could have picked five guys.
Isn't that what I just said earlier, and then you guys completely went against it, saying our receivers still suck, that it won't work? Wow. I just said that Richardson's going to open up our offensive passes, our passing a lot more, and you guys completely told me no.
Well, I ignore you all the time anyways.
Yeah, and now you're bringing it up? Sal caught on to that.
What do you got? Let's move on to the
move on to
it.
Yeah, no,
okay. Well, I will say the two of you also both had probably ones I would say offense and defense. Claiborne, I definitely think is defense. I think he's got shut down corner material. I think he's not where Darrell Revis is yet, but he's got the potential to be that guy.
I forgot to say RG3 is my number two for offense.
I was gonna say RG3 is who I had to say, but like again, because you said the situation he was in. But if not, again, going back to who I thought was the best person, not in the top five, I think Floyd's going to do really well as well.
I think for him to work out, it all depends on the quarterback situation down there in Arizona.
True.
You're talking this dude is going to have to put up Larry Fitzgerald's numbers.
Honestly, I might not be the yardage, but I think he'll be a great red zone threat, and he'll get a lot because of his height and double teams over there.
I think
he might get a lot of touchdowns, and that might propel him.
I still think it'll probably be RG3 because he's got the ability to do both and score more touchdowns, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, so Fife, you want to throw in there?
No,
so
ignore me anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Let's move on then. What do you got? Come on.
No. Done.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. We can go with Claiborne definitely for defense. That's a kind of a given for us three, Mister. Don't agree with everybody.
Well, I want to be different.
Right?
You guys kept choosing two people. I just chose one and one. So.
And then I would probably have to. God, I don't even want to completely agree with Hancock over there, but I might have to go with Richardson because he's right. He's going to have probably the most opportunities to show what he has to offer. So,
all right. Well, now for one of my last questions here. After seeing this draft and all these players going, what team outside of the playoffs probably did enough to push them into the playoffs with this draft?
That's not on my paper. I don't
Brett,
know.
Brett, why don't you?
Okay, I have two. My number one that I think is going to help them push into the playoffs is the Cardinals. I really do think it's not going to lurch them into okay, if the 49ers have an off year, the Cardinals are winning the division. But if the 49ers have an on year, I still think the Cardinals can make it as a wild card. And when has anybody ever thought that the NFC West would have two teams? I definitely think there are a push up. I think also if Tannehill gets his shit together, look for the Dolphins. They might even win the division if he gets his shit together early or be a wild card.
I don't think now with the Patriots and how well they did, but they could shoot it for that wild
happen.
Card.
They
spot,
could both
maybe.
Be 11-5. It could happen. Those are my
honestly,
AFC,
I think
my
the wild
NFC card pick.
Is going to be a long shot just for the fact that you got the AFC North who has three dominating teams. We should have another
sophomore
three teams
slumps
in there.
Though. If
it's
Andy,
possible, yeah, that's
if Andy Leiter Matchhead decides to suck, he's not. They're not in the playoffs.
Sal, what do you got over there?
The one I got to pick would be Tampa Bay Bucks. More for more than one because of the draft, and I think the guys that picked up Mark Barron and Doug Martin is going to definitely complement them in the running game, but they also improved their offensive game vastly during the offseason. The other part in picking up free agents, being one of the teams who spent a lot of their cap space and picking up Vincent Jackson, picking up a guard to go.
I always said after the draft.
Yeah. You said post? Well, I'm going with the whole thing. So
you're
whatever.
You only said the Bucks because you like the Bucks. Yeah. Dick.
The Browns. Go Browns.
The point is, I'm a Jets fan. I can like other teams too. That's not the point.
That's bullshit.
Oh. Yeah, because the Jets got Tebow, so he's not gonna like him.
Right. I represent one team. I'm gonna have to pick a different team once Tebow starts playing for my team.
He represents 32 teams of the NFL.
You like the Bucks, and until the Jets were actually good, you didn't like the Jets. You like the Bucks, and then all of a sudden, you like the Jets, and now you like the Bucks too because they're gonna make the playoffs.
Hey, wait,
the Jets are gonna make the playoffs.
He was a Giants fan before the Jets.
He does like the Giants because
the Giants won, and then
and then the Jets made the three what consecutive.
Why did he like the Giants? Because Eli Manning is such a great quarterback.
But how could you not love Eli Manning?
Exactly. Okay. He's not like those other balanced quarterbacks in the NFL. He's a solid quarterback.
But then again, Eli Manning, I believe, is going to get beat up by my team that I'm picking, the Eagles. I think they've done so much enough that they're going to take, because that division was up for grabs easily. And
one game,
and one game, and I think they're going to now push over and take it with this, with all this talent they got on the defense, and they're going to let it go. And Arizona was also my second team. I would have thought. I think Arizona could
championship.
They also was thinking though, maybe St. Louis might slide in there with Bradford coming into another year of experience. They finally got him a wide receiver. They got some other playmakers there. I believe they have it might be a slight shot because they had a lot.
I think
of picks
it's a slight shot there too. I'd say look 2 years down the road though. They got all the extra picks.
Oh yeah.
So they're going to be a force record.
Absolutely.
Next
but
after
I'm
next
saying,
season, my pick's probably the Rams.
Yeah.
And after next.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. They have all these extra picks.
Hey, I wish I could understand a word you were saying.
I know. I have to move up.
Okay. Hey, do you got to move up?
Hey, how about you make your picks?
You got any picks there, Fife?
I said the Browns. We like Browns.
Yeah. Okay.
So hey, you like the Browns? You like the Browns? Go you!
Thank you.
Go
high
you
five.
For being different.
High five!
Wow!
I don't know. With all this debate, is there anything you guys want to bring up now?
What a way to end the show!
We're not done.
We're not done. I have some last minute points.
We still have 13 hours and 45 minutes. What are you talking about?
They're all Browns points.
I was
going to
say Browns.
Yeah, Brown championship.
You know that majority of our audience is Browns fans and not faggots.
Well, sorry, they're dumb.
Debatable. They're not fair with their
players. Wait. Hey. Who drafted Quentin Copeland?
Who has Tim Tebow on their team? That's two negatives.
It's
actually 12.
Are we playing Jeopardy right now? Because that would be excellent.
What is the Jets?
Who are the Jets? All right, but my first thing is, my first point. I have three. I want to say, Colt McCoy versus Brandon Whedon.
Whedon for president.
Who do you guys think is better? Who do you think can actually
Whedon
help us
breaks
more?
His arm, then he's starting.
Whedon for president.
I wasn't asking who's starting. I said who's better.
Oh, Whedon, definitely.
Why? Good answer. Why?
Good answer. Survey says. Hey,
survey older, says, strong. Show me potato salad. I'll wait for you to actually answer.
Older, I think he's got a stronger arm. I think he can make more throws. He's more polished and ready to go, and I think he can handle the situation better than Colt's doing right now. I don't think Colt McCoy can throw the ball further than 13 yards.
No,
I mean, well,
to
yeah,
be dead
right,
on,
he's got a,
neither
he's
did Tim Tebow, but he won a playoff
yeah,
game
but
somehow.
He won a playoff
so.
Game, so.
But anyway, I think Whedon is better because you know what? As everybody says, if you took away the 29 age of Whedon, he'd be a top 10 pick. If he was younger, he'd be a top 10.
He said
pick.
He could have gone 1, 2, 3, where he'd be the third quarterback.
Yeah,
he has the
great talent, but the fact that he's 29 is what deterred a lot of people. But he brings
looks
in a
like
lot of maturity,
quite a, bit.
A lot of experience of being in pros,
hey,
in the pros and stuff like that, because he was in pro baseball, so he knows a lot of that stuff. And it's not diss on Colt, but I think the better arm, the better size, I believe, is just going to be Whedon, and you have to play him. So
Whedon,
I think he's going to be the better guy.
Whedon will be a better quarterback until he gets hit and breaks a hip, just saying.
I think
he's not like a 38-year-old rookie.
He's not 45 like Brett Favre.
He's 28.
I think that the situation he's – the way he's coming into
if you get hit by
– he lucked out.
Ray Lewis, I'm sure you'll break a hip.
No, they don't break a hip usually when they get hit by Ray
and
Lewis.
And I'd be more afraid of James Harrison, by the way.
I'm saying of Sal, just in general.
I think
running
Whedon,
back afraid of Ray Lewis.
Break my hip.
Yeah, he might break Sal's, like, chest. I think Whedon fits the AFC North mold. Ben Roethlisberger, even Dalton, and even Flacco. I think he fits the mold better.
They have he has
bigger
the arm.
Arm.
He has the
big
arm.
Guys,
he's a bigger
arms.
Guy. Yeah, you gotta be rugged
to
play.
that throw him the ball.
Colt, look, I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you, and I kind of feel bad. But you can't be a pretty boy and play in our league. You got to be rugged. It's cold.
Hey, who knows what's going to happen?
Tebow's a virgin, and he plays pretty
good.
Colt
gets a second shot. Not in our division.
True. Okay, good point. Not in our division.
All right, next question. This is kind of a tough one. Would you rather have – what's the best way to put this? Okay. Would you rather have
– potato salad?
Trent Richardson and Greg Little or Justin Blackmon and Peyton Hillis?
Richardson and Little, because I believe since Little, I believe is going to be – he's a number one wide receiver talent. He came off a year where he had no football at all, and he came in and he played, and he looked like a number two wide receiver, in my opinion. He looked like a number two wide receiver coming off a year where he had no experience and a short offseason because of that lockout. So think of a whole year of all-around football and knowing his system and learning, getting all that stuff, and having coaches. Because when in college, you only have limited time of practice, and you have college classes. Well, now he has straight football. That's all he's got to pay attention to. So I that's why I think that. And everybody knows how good Richardson is.
Can I take a
championship?
Yes, I would take a championship.
So.
What's your answer?
Yeah.
I want to say the Richardson one, but the problem is I really don't like Greg Little. I think I know what you're saying. He hasn't had as much time, and I don't like all the drop passes. I don't think he's got confidence in himself. Or something's wrong.
But according to you, McCoy can't throw the ball, so maybe it's just
can't.
Really, really soft balls.
Yeah, but the point
Little,
is,
Greg Little was like top one or two in drop passes in the NFL.
He
yeah,
is.
I think he was
number
one.
But again, they forced a lot of passes at him. They threw at him, and they forced a lot of passes. So, I mean,
and drop passes are ones when they confirm and they say that receiver should have caught the ball.
I'm on your side. I agree with your argument.
That's not a drop pass.
Yeah, that's an incomplete pass.
Which one are you saying?
My other problem is I don't think Blackman's going to pan out. So I want to say the Blackmon one, and because you've seen Peyton Hillis already produce, but
not this year.
Not this past. Well, he was hurt. Madden
hurt. Yeah. Oh no! He had the flu. As
he had
throw wait, hold on the finger. Yeah. The flu.
The flu. Double fingers.
But
yeah, did he have it for like 4 weeks or something like that?
It's very, very tough.
Fife.
Richardson probably. Yeah, go ahead, Fife. Go on. I don't like either option. That's my problem.
Right. Like you seem a little confused. Like
Fife.
Yeah, you have to go with that is a hard one, actually.
It is really hard when you think about it.
It is not hard at all.
It is actually really hard.
It was Little and Richardson.
Blackmon and Hillis.
Current situation or one they could have had, basically.
Right, like,
yeah, that's why I did it. It's current situation or what we would have had. If we kept Peyton Hillis, you know we weren't drafting Trent Richardson, so we would have had
Blackmon. You want to know why my decision's easy? Because the Browns agreed that it was easier for that one.
Well, I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah, but realistically, I'm trying to put in what would provide better outcomes for us, what would provide a better... That's just... It's too hard until you see them actually produce completely. Because you can't compare Richardson to Hillis yet because you don't know really what Richardson can do in the NFL. Now, Hillis can come out this year like he did with the first year at the Browns and just run over every stupid little person he ever sees or just hurdle them like they're 2 feet tall. So, I mean, it's...
He is a backup.
He's going to be a backup, so he's not going to be a
he'll
premier.
Get chances.
He's not going to be the starter.
Tolbert was a backup. He got chances. Tolbert was on a lot of fantasy teams.
But the thing is,
even
yeah,
as a backup,
he'll
probably
he
be, what,
like,
more of a third down back anyways?
But was
anyways?
He a Pro Bowler or anything? Like, no, down, yes, yeah. He did great in the situations that he had put in. When Hillis was the number one guy,
Buffalo.
He had one good year, and the other year he just decided to like let it go and try to. Oh well, I'm not getting paid, so I'm gonna kind of blow shit off.
It was my question, and I thoroughly believe I would take Richardson and Little. The problem I have is, I think you know more. You're more guaranteed with Peyton Hillis and Blackmon.
Right, and that's what I was trying to look at.
Not as guaranteed. I said earlier, I think Richardson's going to be one of the best running backs ever in the NFL.
You're more guaranteed, but the bigger reward.
What is the bigger upside?
Bigger reward and upside.
RG3 versus Andrew Luck. You're more guaranteed with Luck, but RG3 is the better upside.
Yeah, you're better off now, but RG3 has more.
Right now in a down situation. What?
I said, okay, Democrats.
Right now.
Flippity flop.
Flood over here if you're taking Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Right now.
Flippity flop.
Right now in our situation. No, here's why. I'm Republican. You know this. Here's why I don't take Blackmon and Hillis. Because in our situation, we don't have time for who's more guaranteed to be mediocre. We have time for who has the best upside and who's more likely going to get it. That's what we need. And I think, I like I said, Trent might end up sucking, but I think Trent's going to be fucking phenomenal in this
especially
league.
With limited reps, yeah. He's still fresh.
Dude, what, limited he played 1 year in college? One full, like, starting year
he was
year
a starter
in
for 1 full year and played limited
Ingram. Dude's with, coming yeah. out, like, he's like 18 out of high what? School. Like, chugga, chugga, chugga,
he
chugga.
Played next to,
he's going to come out.
You,
yeah.
you sound like,
chugga, chugga, choo,
choo. God, the little engine that could. What is his name?
Thomas the Tank
Engine, the little engine that could. I'm sorry, I wasn't brought up on Thomas the Train.
I just think, I don't really think, I don't, I'm not.
He's brought up by gorillas.
I'm with Sal, I'm not sold on Greg Little. Dave is, I'm not.
I'm sold.
Thank you.
I'm not sold on Greg Little.
I think,
but
he
like
has
I said,
untapped
I think
potential.
Richardson's gonna be the greatest running back in the NFL. So, I think next year, I'm telling you.
So, do you think his first year, Richardson's first year, will turn out to be like an Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you really?
Hands sure. down.
Maybe
I think he'll
not
be better than Peterson
because
he won't have the injury issues.
He might not be there right away. Not right away. I think you know.
I think
Peterson
his first season will be better than Peterson's first season.
Now, what about we'll go against?
I called for 1,200 yards.
We'll say all right, Trent Richardson
at least like 30 to 50.
Can
catches.
You compare him to Reggie Bush's rookie year? Because Reggie
Bush's Bush didn't do that good.
His rookie year? Are you
rookie
kidding
year
me?
He did. After that, he panned.
Yeah, after right, after his rookie.
How many
no.
rushing yards did he have his rookie year? He didn't. He didn't break a, like 1,100.
Dude, no, he was stacked
he had a
for
decent
his rookie
amount.
Year.
He no, no,
Dave, can you look those up?
Breaks 1,000 yards.
No, he didn't have anywhere near like 1,200, but.
He was one of the best running backs in the league his rookie year.
He was productive for that.
I think he was in the top three.
You know why? Because he was like LeSean McCoy. He caught a lot of passes. He did a lot of other stuff. He punt returned. He did a lot of other stuff.
Right.
He can't run in between
the tackles. I have Richardson this year being better than LeSean McCoy.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Because I think, like I said earlier, I think he'll be used so much.
I'm picking LeSean McCoy in fantasy over Richardson.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay, because for a guarantee, I would too. Yeah. But just, I'm not saying in the third, hey, in the third or fourth round
what's,
I wouldn't pick Richardson.
What's the point
so
of taking guarantees? Brett Favre wasn't a guarantee.
Talking,
I picked him up.
So you're telling me you're going to take – you're telling me you take any of the Dolphins running backs, Marshawn Lynch, anybody who plays for the Bengals, the not Chris Johnson.
All right, you want to hear Bush's stats really
them
quick?
Over yeah, Trent okay, Richardson?
Yeah. Wait, hold on, Brett. You want to hear Bush's stats really quick? His first year, so, he went for in rushing, he was 155 attempts for 565 and six touchdowns. In
how
rushing,
many catches, though?
And 88 yeah. receptions for
that's
742 and two touchdowns.
I'm talking cool. 1,000 yeah. to 1,200 with 50 receptions. That's what I'm saying.
That's pretty good. All right.
Because, and I'm not saying because it, he's that good. I'm not. I'm saying because of utilization.
And I got Adrian Peterson's stats up. His first year, he played 14 games, started 9.
Oh, he had 7,000 yards.
238 carries for 1,341 yards.
Yeah.
12 touchdowns.
Yeah. How many
19
catches?
Receptions for 268 with one touchdown.
Take off some yardage, add some receptions
had,
because of our
system.
He only
had 19 receptions?
He only had
19. They don't throw
wow.
the ball that lot, bro. I've had him in a couple
he,
fantasy.
And wow. he only played – he missed two games. And he didn't. He only started 9. So, I mean, that's
call that
16, great numbers.
Take some yardage off, add some receptions. That's our Trent Richardson.
That's,
honestly, I'm I'll happier with getting Trent Richardson than getting RG3 because you know how I feel about running backs. Running backs – they're vital in our division where you need to run. If you can't run, you're fucked.
He only likes them because they're little guys that do well, and he's a little guy.
Yeah what's exactly.
He is big man. He has anger syndrome.
Here's the other reason.
Short man
because
syndrome.
Because short man
when
syndrome. Thank
when,
you, Sal.
When you're throwing the ball, right, when our old running backs
throw
last
balls?
Year,
I don't know.
You put Hardesty out. They could put five dudes in the box. He can't run through them.
No.
Not at all. And then they have six guys back. No.
What are you doing?
No fishbowl. They have six guys back, right?
The
no, not this week. It was a special episode. So they have six dudes back, right? That still covers all of our guys. Trent, put eight dudes in the box. Go ahead. Our receivers are more open because we have four receivers out. Mm-hmm. More likely, put seven dudes in the box. He runs through all of them.
Trent can run through a lot of.
He
defenders.
Can.
He
and
did.
That's
he
why.
Did it. He did it in the best conference of college football, where that
you even,
get most,
even,
of,
hold
most
on.
Of the pros.
So you're comparing.
Blackman still has to prove himself. In
you're
the
so
but you're missing the point.
You're
he
comparing
was the best running back. At the time, and he was rated just along with Adrian Peterson. I watched AP in college, and I'll be honest, I would take AP slightly over Trent Richardson.
AP just has the game-breaking ability.
Yeah, but Trent Richardson has it too.
He has
more ability.
Consistency.
Yeah.
He has more consistency of doing
that
really well.
That is more valuable to me than Justin Blackman.
Now, don't
even
get me
Justin
wrong.
Justin Blackman, Malcolm Floyd, more
don't,
valuable.
Don't get me wrong at all. I hope he mirrors whatever the hell he did in college and does a hell of a lot better. I would be perfectly happy with it for, you know, being a Browns fan and all. But the level of play from college to the NFL is such a dramatic change. Like I said, I would love for him to mirror his stats or even better. But
he has every ability to every True. Top running back. He has every attribute. He has everything.
No, he's,
he has
like I said,
all the weapons to be great.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
That's, no, great, I'm saying that's his point.
He's not great.
But that's its
fault.
Potential.
It's
yes, if I get your
great.
Point. That you,
but I'm
you
saying
don't know
it's a
how
different,
the transition.
Yes, you don't know how the transition is going to be.
Nobody did.
I want him
to
do
about
good.
Any player. You can say that about any
yeah.
player.
Luck could.
Yeah.
Suck
I mean,
in.
You
got
to take that.
I already said Luck is going to be the next Jamarcus Russell.
RG3 could. You don't know. And statistics show that either RG3 or Andrew Luck's going to blow.
It's easier.
Statistics show that one of them is going
to
suck.
It's easier for a quarterback to be more successful in the NFL than it is for a running back to be more successful.
Not a running back.
Running backs can be more successful.
Not a running back.
Trent
Richardson.
Running backs can be more
right until they actually learn his game. Because even. Yeah, it's easy to stiff arm and it's easy to juke out. But again, those are college people that are probably normally half
the
size
of
a fucking NFL person.
No, not in the SEC. SEC takes all the players.
Still,
the SEC probably had what 12 first rounders this year.
They played Alabama when they went.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying they're not good.
First round, and Trent Richardson had to run through them twice.
The SEC is the NFL minor league.
Okay, so you bring a. You bring a AAA player into the freaking MLB, you think he's going to be the greatest thing in the world? No, he's not.
If they were that good, yeah.
Brett,
All right, number nine. I'm done.
Baseball's
back
comparison.
I'm not bringing this up because you're just shutting
That's
down
like
the idea.
Anthony Davis isn't going to be good when he goes to the pros.
To a point, you don't know.
And that's the point. You can't just project
can't
either way. Yes.
But you
we're saying
shot.
Our opinions. Yes.
I know. And I was. And you guys completely shut mine down.
No, because you're saying exactly what we already know. Everybody already knows. But you're trying to make it. So you're saying, yo, you don't know because it's a different level. Yeah, everybody knows that. Everybody knows it's a different level. And then we're all just projecting what we believe he's going to do.
You guys, I'm just saying, you guys are putting the hype into him as much as the viewers and other spectators are doing for Andrew Luck.
He is more of a guarantee than Luck or Griffin. Because he
I can
better
give, I can give it over Luck. I don't know about
position.
Griffin.
Because of position, yes.
Oh, right. Okay,
I would definitely
all right.
I would definitely give it over.
I'll give
Griffin.
Him over Luck. Yeah,
a guarantee.
No, I would definitely give it over Griffin. I don't know how you can say Luck.
I'm just saying, if he's over Luck,
he's definitely over Griffin because Griffin has more.
You guys also think they're both going to succeed. I don't think Luck's going to succeed.
I think one of them will fail. But
right, I think one of them will probably fail, and I'm going with Luck.
Show that one. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I think RG3 will be more successful.
Yeah, but you
all right, thank you.
You've had statistics would show a higher percentage, but remember what Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning went back to back, or not back to back, but. All in the same top
no,
five.
No, I'm talking one and twos. One and twos. One of them always
just,
fails.
Just,
whether
yeah.
it's the
oh, yeah.
one or two,
I
one always fails.
Off of
I'm going one and
pick.
Twos. I'm going straight up
one
and
twos.
I mean, this could be.
I was saying.
This could be. I'm not saying it's probably not going to happen. This could be like a pick when we pick Tim Couch over McNabb.
But
Tim Couch had better stats, and he was fucking terrible
here's my
when
question.
He hit the NFL.
How many running backs do you know that went top five and weren't good?
Do you really? All right.
I can't even tell you how
dude.
Many runners went top five.
Like, well, I mean,
I can't either.
Like,
but
the last
cause was Adrian Peterson, who is arguably the best running back in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing you could probably say Darren McFadden just because of injury wise, like he's good when he plays,
lot, but he's
and that's
he's
the problem
though.
Is injury wise.
But
yeah,
but yeah,
he's good.
No,
that's
don't
what
get
I'm
me
saying.
Wrong.
That's like the next
I
guy
want him
can
to
really
be great.
But I'm saying right now, I'll say.
Oh
no, Cedric Benson. I don't believe he didn't
go. Did he go top?
He
went.
He went four. He
went four.
He went four to Chicago.
He didn't do bad though. He still was
in Chicago. He did bad. He did bad.
He was still 1,000 yard back.
Up in the top.
Oh, and Cadillac was there too, and Cadillac got injured last. So I mean, there are
he was still
more
1,000. Cadillac wasn't top 4 or 5.
Yeah, he was 5. He was Tampa Bay was 5.
Are you sure?
Yes,
he was really.
It
early.
Went 4 or 5, and Ronnie Brown too. Ronnie Brown
they
was
were
2.
All not
it was
high.
2, 4, 5. Yeah.
You got Dave mad about
That's
the draft.
Dave
you got Dave mad about the draft.
Bad.
No.
I'm just
going to
get proved wrong that they were 2, 4, 5, but I don't think that went that high.
No, I'm just saying, again, I just don't want this thing to be all hyped up, especially with Browns fans, and then be let down. That is, I'm
not
saying
hype
the
it.
Smartest Browns fan I've ever met.
I would not hype it if it was,
hypes him up so
I would not hype it if it was any other position. Anyone else. Look I didn't
what,
hype right. Joe Hayden. I didn't hype
again,
last year.
I'm not
any
saying,
other position.
I'm not
it's
saying,
a running
I'm not,
back, which
I'm
is
not
why I
strictly
hype it.
Saying us. I'm saying the community itself. Look at every time we got a new quarterback. Look what time, anytime. The only person that was hyped up that actually did good was fucking Hayden. He will be the only person, and Thomas.
Hayden
and Thomas.
Hype, Thomas was hyped.
Thomas was really hyped, and he did really fucking good. But normally,
he was fishing instead of being at the draft.
That's true. Just thought I'd throw that is actually one of the coolest things ever. Colt McCoy, I mean, you look at Colt McCoy, you look at Quinn, you look at Andrews, you look at all the hype around when we picked up people.
Set 2, 4, 5.
Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro.
They were all hyped up, and they all didn't produce.
I just need
I'm just saying, in general, not necessarily us, but in general, we shouldn't hype them up as much because we'll be more happier with the results he produces.
If you're a top five pick, you're hyped up no matter what.
Yep.
You can't you really say that because if you're top five, because you're expected to be that guy. Every time, if you're a top five guy,
I think him,
so. You can't really
him
make
being a
that
running back.
That
he was more. It's more put on him.
Like I said, I want him. I want to see the numbers. Yeah. Definitely want to see the numbers. And yeah, it is a little bit more put on him for the running back because yeah, that is probably one of the more. It well, now what do you give the more important role to, running back or quarterback? Set aside your love for running backs.
Quarterback. It's got to be quarterback nowadays.
Yeah,
before
okay.
It wasn't.
I was just.
I would have gave it to running back in the day. Now it's quarterback, hands down.
Okay.
It sucks because I easily would. I would rather have a star court running back than a star quarterback.
So would you rather have an Adrian Peterson backfield with Charlie Fry quarterback? Is that what you're saying?
Not Charlie Fry.
No. That's Charlie exactly Fry. What you just said. I'd rather have a star running back than a crap quarterback.
Would I rather have AP?
I don't think he said crap quarterback, but he'd rather have.
Would
an
I rather have
star
AP and.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning?
Fuck yeah, he was.
Trent Dilfer. Trent Dilfer. This year, when he was mediocre versus
he still put up
Aaron Rodgers and five running backs he had because they all sucked, I'd rather have AP.
I'd rather have Rodgers. Rodgers lost one game last year. They shouldn't even have lost.
Right, all right.
I agree, but I think that you can come to – for running back, they're fucked. They're not going to get – unless they happen to get lucky, they're not drafting a good running back.
Let's have
we can come to a good quarterback.
Let's have fun real quick. If you can have any combination of any quarterback and running back, who would you have on your team? Anyone. This is fantasy draft.
Peyton Manning, Trent Richardson.
Peyton Manning, Trent Richardson. What about you, Sal?
Tim Tebow?
Tim Tebow, yeah!
Well, obviously, AP... Then Eli Manning, of course.
Yeah, that would be the most.
I'm done talking.
That is OP right there. That is so OP.
Stop recording. I'm done.
Dave,
I'm taking Rodgers.
You would go with Rodgers. All right.
I go with Rodgers. Running back. That's a tough one.
Rodgers is my number two.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I want to go AP, but with so many injuries and what's going on with him, I couldn't honestly. I would go with Richardson. If I had Aaron Rodgers,
with
I would I would trust taking in.
No, is that with? Hold on, is that
Rice or Maurice Jones-Drew?
Or you know, Rodgers. Rice. Oh no, you know what? Jones-Drew or Rice? Yeah, Jones-Drew probably would be the
Jones-Drew
with age and everything else factored in. If I had Aaron Rodgers, I'd take Terminator.
Matt Forte, my savior in fantasy.
Yeah, let's not push it.
Forte is up there. Rice is probably the
he's a receiver. He's a receiver out of the backfield, and that's all he did for Chicago.
I would love to see an Eli Manning and Richardson combination because that would be sick. That would be awesome.
So much.
Now,
he would love and hate it.
With your two picks that you picked, what offense would you want to put him in? Would you like to put him in a Patriots offense? What kind of offense would you want him to be in?
I would want an offense like the Eagles offense with Brian Westbrook. With Brian Westbrook.
Okay.
I guess because Richardson can receive out backfield. He can catch the ball on the backfield.
So,
and at the same time, you can throw the ball down.
So you think if you put those two on the Eagles with Westbrook.
And the best thing is Trent Richardson is a pretty good pass protector.
Yeah.
That's the reason he's
I would
that
even
good.
Take them in the – I would take Aaron Rodgers and Richardson in the Packers offense, and they're going to go undefeated.
All right. That would be a very entertaining team because it would be a lot
really,
of
really good.
It would be an.
Even
what
with
about
the
you,
receivers
Sal?
They have and the, like.
Oh, Sal, can you please hold up that picture so we can all see it?
I'm coloring.
We gave Sal in the very beginning of this show, the very first show. We gave him a coloring book. Oh, not even a coloring book, but we gave him crayons, and he is drawing
all eight colors.
I honestly,
too.
Did not know Sal could count or use colors.
Can we put that in the fridge, sweetheart?
We'll put it on the.
All right, okay. That's going on the fridge. We love it.
Woohoo!
But yeah, it does look like what? What are we at?
114.
114?
Right. I honestly think it was a good draft show. I'm going to have to say we're going to call it, you know?
I don't even know if we could technically call it a draft show with all the sidetracking.
It was it was a good show.
Who cares? It was a good show. It was a good show.
I'm not going to point any fingers here of whose fault it was.
I have an itch on my nose.
But, so all right.
But it's a big guy.
So we're going to ask the fans, if you enjoyed a show that was more serious, like Dave talking, Mr. Robotic Crap, let's not have fun, or when I brought my little comments in. I would love to hear stuff like that.
You can't answer a question like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
I can do what I want, Dave. Get out of here.
All right. So edit. Like usual. Yeah, exactly. Like usual, email us at willoughbefishbowl@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook. Last but not least, I want to give a shout out to our dude in Wakita. And if that's wrong, email us or Facebook us, whatever, who listens to the show. You're awesome. If it's somebody fucking with me like they did Sanu, I'll hunt you down. I'll hunt you down.
Wakita, Kansas, is that where
we're
going?
I know we got some listeners, and we got some in San Francisco, and we got some in Milwaukee, and we got some all over the place, so keep listening. We love you guys. But like we said, Facebook friend us, you know, Twitter us, Gmail us, anything, and we'll keep in contact with you guys. We'll get some of your topics on the show. So
that Wakita guy. Yeah, that Wakita guy. Send us a friend request.
I know you probably get electricity like once every like 3 days, so keep up with us, all right, bro?
Send us a friend request. Okay. Tell us who you are. We want to know who you are.
All right, okay. So we want to thank everyone for listening.
Say the same thing so we can stalk Brett.
We'll talk to everybody later. Thank y'all for listening. See ya.